Balls, I haven't emailed my list in forever. Now what do I do?
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties, Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And are you ready, y'all, for season two of Inbox Besties? So this season, we are, of course, going to be tackling that F word, which is funnels. But before you can even start thinking about the F word, we need to actually address the big old pink elephant in the room, and that is, when is the last time that you emailed your list? Because honestly, I get questions and comments weekly, sometimes almost daily, it seems like, on Kate, I have not emailed my list in 80 million years. What do I do? So this episode was actually a special one. I have been filming them live over in the Super Friends Entrepreneurial Layer Facebook group, which is totally free and super awesome, guys. So you can head on over to katedoster.com/group if you cannot wait to hear your Inbox Besties episode and you need to hear them live a couple of days before. So without further ado, y'all, let's go ahead and talk about what to send that dusty old email list.
Welcome back, my Inbox Besties, Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And today, y'all, we are talking about what to do if you have not emailed your list since dinosaurs roamed the earth, or, you know, like May, because this is one of these questions that I got actually recently as a viewer question, which you can always head over to katedoster.com/ask. You've got a businessy, emaily, funnily type of question. And it was basically this, that they were really embarrassed that they had not been emailing their list at all. They also admitted that it was pretty tiny, so that's probably why they hadn't been emailing them so much. So they just sort of forgot that their email list existed altogether. And that is very, very bad, because if someone at least was interested in you enough to raise their hand and be like, hey, I'm going to let you in the personal space that like my mom and my friends are in, being my email, then I think that you should sort of actually honor it and, you know, talk to them because they wanted your help. So when it comes to, shall we say, giving your old list some CPR, some, you know, resuscitation, there's a couple of things that you want to keep in mind. And here are really just the first like mental barriers that you need to get over. One, guys, just accept the guilt. I know that sounds so obvious and very, very woo-woo, but the thing is that it's okay. Yes, obviously the best time to plant a tree was yesterday, but the new best time is like right now. So just go ahead and be like, all right, you know what? I didn't do it. I didn't email my list. It's fine. I'm good. I am moving on. The second thing that you need to prepare for mentally is you are going to get unsubscribes. It's not that they think that you're a giant butthole. I have never once had someone or one of my clients get an email back saying people said that I was horrible. Sometimes you get the occasional like, who is this? But in the message that we're going to talk about for which one I want you to send first, we sort of address that in case the people forgot who you are. So just prepare, because having a list of 180 people, if you send out that one email and it's been months, I guarantee you not 180 people are going to unsubscribe. Now, is everyone who opens it going to unsubscribe? No. So you can get off of there. Will some people? Yes, you just have to prepare for those unsubscribes. It's quite all right, guys. Like, you will find more people. The other thing that sort of usually comes into play here is the reason why people tend to go radio silent on their list for a while is they usually tend to be pivoting their business. So they don't really quite know, like, are my old people actually going to like this? Are my new people going to like this? Like, what are the audiences similar at all? So we've got a couple of different cases. So I'm actually going to give you the first email that you should be sending to reignite that flame with your email list. And it is probably one of my favorite emails to send. If you've been following Inbox Besties for any amount of time ever, you've heard me suggest this. And that is, send them a list of three tools. Now, I know that sounds like very like uneventful, but hear me out. So a lot of people will want you to go into this huge long sob story with your list about how you're so sorry and you're the worst person ever and you're like bleeding on the page and give them a sob story. If someone else is having a bad day or they're just busy, they don't really care because chances are they already forgot about you. You're not really top of mind. So it's not like you're like, where did Kate go? She hasn't emailed in a while. No, they don't. Maybe the first couple weeks, but after a month and a half, they don't care because they're getting so much email. What they care about is one, why are you showing up in their inbox? And two, are you showing up with anything good? And people love apps and tools and resources. And the way that you're going to make this a little special, because it needs to be special, guys, you can always turn it into a PDF if people want to download it. But also you want to make sure that they're not just like a random bunch of tools, that it's really geared towards those people that you want to talk to. So say that you are a fitness coach and you love working with women, but in particular, you kind of like would like work with ladies, you know, maybe in their mid to late 30s, they've had a couple of kids, the kids are younger. So the way that you would do a subject line for this email and your criteria for picking these three fantastic tools to share would be something like three apps every 40-year-old mom must have if she's got kids under two and wants to lose weight. Now, I know that you're thinking, but hey, like that's such a long subject line, shouldn't it be shorter? If it gets the point across, it gets the point across. Okay, guys? What they want to know is that they're like, wait a minute, like, how does this person know that, like, I need some apps and I've got kids? So anytime you can infuse the actual person and call it that ideal client. So if you're like, oh, but Kate, like, I deal with a lot of different people. Pick that one person, especially that you really just lights your fire that you want to get back to working with. So, like, I, for example, work with both business owners and bloggers, and they're honestly totally different beasts, guys. You might think that they're similar, but they're not. They have very, very different goals, struggles, tribulations, all of that funness. So if I was like, okay, I'm coming back, I haven't emailed my list in a while, I really want to focus my audience more on Betty the blogger as opposed to, you know, Susan the baker, then you'd be like, here are three, you know, social media scheduling apps that every blogger needs to know, or here are three tools that will save every blogger mom's sanity, especially during the holidays, because at the time that we're recording this, it is near the holidays. Which brings up our next point. This episode in particular is really important if you are going to try to cash in on the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Thanksgiving, holiday sale, hullabalooza. Because honestly, people are popping open their wallets like you would not believe if you're listening to this when this goes live. And I do not want your first email to back to be a Hail Mary of just like, give me all your money, people. Because no one's going to like that. Now, at the time that this is going live, it is mid-October. So this is the perfect time to start reintroducing yourself to your list, rewarming them up so they know who you are and how you can help them. Like, wouldn't you much, do you honestly think that people are going to mark you as spam for giving them like free tools that they can use or things that they like say, you know, the five best places to get free stock photos? People aren't going to be mad at that. But if you're like, buy my course on Canva, they'll be like, I don't care that your course on Canva is $7. And you normally sell it for $100 because I don't know who you are. You're a spammer face. Delete, delete, delete. Spam, 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 spam. So what I would also include in this first email, guys, is I want you to encourage them to reply back to you. Because what will happen is if they open this by chance, if it has been a while, you might have creeped back into that promotions folder. Or just out of sight, out of mind. So you might want to say at the very end of this email as the call to action. So you have your three apps that every mom needs to have if she wants to eat healthy on the go. And at the very end, you'd be like, you know, what's your favorite app? Or did you like this? Hit reply and let me know and I can send you some more. So you'll notice that people tend to reply a lot more. It's like yes or no or heck yeah or let's do this, that sort of thing. But you just want to encourage people to really talk to you and have conversations. The other thing that you want to include in this email, of course, is remind them, especially if you only have one freebie, what freebie they signed up for. So here's something that you might want to say in that first email. So it could be something like, you know, Here are my five favorite places to get free stock photos, because I know when I'm trying to create graphics for my clients, you're kind of putting this in there, or dealing with my students in one of my courses, the big issue that we're finding out is everything that we like, everyone's just already used it and are so overdone, which is why I wanted to share these with you here. And in case, this is like after you tell them the good stuff, so you list them out. And in case if you're wondering to yourself, how did you get my email address in the first place? Remember, you signed up for my free gift, which was, and then link to the direct free gift. So it's like, you guys signed up for my 5-day branding challenge. So actually send them like the first day or like one of the handouts so they kind of remember and go back through it. And then just have your little sign off with your PS asking them to reply back with where they find their best stock photos or do they want to hear more of this stuff. Now guys, you can't just send one tool email and then expect to go radio silent again for a month and then hit them with the Black Friday one. So what my homework is for you is if you are re-engaging your list and it has been many, many moons, start off with that one and then maybe share some freer content, maybe talk about a little bit of case study, you know, ask them how they're doing, sort of just sort of build up that reciprocity. And then by the time you are ready to cash in on all the selling, buying frenzies, you will be okay. Now, guys, I have something that is super awesome, and my members do not know this yet, but if you're in my paid mastermind and membership community, so that is the Relentless Overachievers, you can go ahead and get on the waitlist if we're not open by the time you listen to this over at www.relentlessoverachievers.com. Hop on the waitlist, get your invite, and we'll let you in, where I'm actually going to be putting in templates that is an entire reigniting your email list campaign, as we like to call it in fancy spancy marketing terms. But really, it's just a really nice autoresponder to get to know people again, to remind them who you are and what you do, you know, that you actually have stuff for sale. If you don't have stuff for sale, that's quite all right. Of course, we're going to go all over that. It's just going to be like plug and play. It's like this email, you're going to send this. Here's your intro. You know, change it so it sounds a little bit like you and you're good to go. So you'll be able to get in on that. So we are officially flinging open the doors to non-beta members of the Relentless Overachievers on November 15th. But you want to get on the waitlist, guys, when you head over to the relentlessoverachievers.com. There's a link in the show notes because there might be a chance for you to get in early. That's all I'm saying. But the only people who are going to be able to get in early and actually get a really sweet bonus needs to be on that waitlist. So guys, that is it for today's episode. This is really just the kind of summing up of if you have not talked to your list in forever, guys, send them a list of tools, remind them why they signed up for your list in the first place, and just sort of remember to yourself, well, I only need to be brave 5 minutes at a time, and I'm just going to hit send. Because wouldn't you much rather have a list of 7 people who open your stuff rather than a list of 700 who have no clue who you are? That is it, everyone. Of course, I am Kate Doster of katedoster.com, and I will see you in your ear holes next week.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.